flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? And we have a very special guest playing you, Steve.
Yes, we do.
All the way from the North Pole or South Center Mall, Santa Claus. Oh, it's so magical.
We are with the jolliest of them all, Santa Claus.
Oh, wait. Are we doing Beat Migs against Santa?
We sure freaking are.
Oh, this is going to be amazing.
Beat Migs. This is Migs.
Hi, Migs. Hi, Santa. I promise I'll be nice.
You better. All right.
I'm rooting for Santa.
You know what? I actually have to go against you, Steve. I'm rooting for Santa, too.
That's right, Steve. It's time for you to get out of here.
Right,
or just go down somewhere. For those playing at home, Santa has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ask all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Who wrote a classic story, A Christmas Carol?
Dickens.
Yes. Which New York City theater do the Rockettes perform at?
Pass.
Where is the world famous?
Radio City.
Yes. Where is the world famous Christmas tree placed in New York City?
Rockefeller Center.
Yes. In the 12 Days of Christmas song, how many French hens does my true love give to me?
3 French toasts, 2 kinds of dogs, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yes. What country is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition in the 16th century?
Lapland.
No.
Finland.
No.
Germany.
Yes. What beverage company has used Santa Claus?
Coca-Cola.
You. Wow, yes. What color is the elephant that describes the exchange of amusing and impractical gifts during the holidays?
Pass.
What city was Kevin McAllister's family traveling to in the holidays in the movie Home Alone?
Paris.
Yes. In the movie Elf, what condiment does Buddy put on everything?
Syrup.
Woo! Santa!
Food groups are candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
Yes! Oh my gosh!
He also says the best way to spread Christmas cheer is to sing real loud for all to hear.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what
and
are you going to sing?
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Are you going to sing for us?
The weather outside is frightful,
but the fire is so delightful, and so there's really no place to go.
Time out for a second.
Poor
you,
Santa.
You four, including Santa, are the worst singers.
Hey!
I honestly didn't know all the lyrics.
Let it snow?
Yeah, even that part. I don't even know what part, but I'm like... Duh, 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 duh.
All right, let's go back to South Center Mall as we play Beat Migs against Santa Claus.
Snow!
Woo!
What's up, boy? Okay, there's a problem here.
What's
there's an Annie Ann's right next to Santa Claus, and I almost ended up getting a pretzel while I was waiting.
You should have.
I had one of the pretzels yesterday, the pretzel nuggets cup.
And do you dip them in something?
I should have.
You don't?
I don't know. I was lost.
This man does not dip his pretzels in anything.
Santa?
It's weird.
You did nothing wrong. Pretzels just by themselves are perfect.
They are.
Yes.
They're just fine.
All right, Steve.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Who wrote the classic A Christmas Story?
Christmas Carol. Charles Dickens.
Wow, correct. Which New York City theater do the Rockettes perform at?
Oh, Radio City Music Hall. Been there.
Yes. Cool. Where is the world famous Christmas tree placed in New York City?
Rockefeller Center.
Wow, yes. In the 12 Days of Christmas, how many French hens does my true love give to me?
Four?
No.
Three.
Wow, yes.
Yes.
What country is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition in the 16th century?
France.
No.
Germany.
Yes.
What?
What beverage company has used Santa Claus in its Christmas marketing since 1931?
Coca-Cola.
Yes. What color is the elephant that describes the exchange of amusing and impractical gifts during the holidays?
That would be a pink elephant. White.
What city is Kevin McAllister's family traveling to in the holiday hit movie Home Alone?
New York City.
No.
France. Paris, France.
Yes. In the movie Elf, what condiment does Buddy put on everything?
Mustard.
No, ew.
Ranch.
No.
Ketchup.
No. Steve Biggs, you lose because Santa got the most important question right. It was syrup.
Oh, my bad.
Yes, Santa.
What is happening?
Plus, I've never been to Radio City Music Hall, so you had an advantage. But
I did.
Yeah. Yes.
He's got kids to see, guys. We got to get out of here.
Yeah. Santa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Ho, ho,
Merry
ho.
Christmas.
Ho, ho,
I have to
ho,
listen
ho,
to your
ho.
Station.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Sam.
No,
I wouldn't do that. If you want to keep us on the nice list, don't listen.
I have a theory, though. I think he doesn't know about white elephant gift exchanges because he's just so used to giving, like, great gifts to kids.
Right.
You know, he's not giving the amusing, crappy gifts.
And a lot of those happen on Christmas Eve. He's busy delivering
right?
gifts to all the boys and the girls.
Understandable.
So he doesn't understand these stupid traditions that the rest of us are doing.
Well, go Santa.
I feel like I might have really won that one.
What?
Was it a tie?
I gave it to Santa. Honestly, I wasn't tallying, to be quite fair. But
it
Santa
shows,
wins
yeah.
in my heart. So in this game, he does too.
We should invite him to Live Night, by the way, which is a week from Friday, the 13th, at Showbox Soto, where everything will be performed live, including Beat Migs.
Yes, it will be a good time. We won't be doing it in a mall this time. We'll be doing it at the Showbox Soto, which will be an awesome experience, especially because we have Seahawks legend Walter Jones. Big Walt will be joining us.
And it's just an awesome party, and we love hanging with our rockaholics. So if you want to come and just see the chaos in person, you can get a ticket starting at $35 over at KISW.com.
Also, our good buddy Micah the Beast, a great ukulele player, me, my uke, and I, he'll be joining us, and he's already whipped up a bunch of songs for a very special version of Hook or Shook. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen at Live Night with him.
Question for you guys. If money was no object whatsoever, what luxury item would you own, Steve Miggs?
A pool. 100%.
Indoor, outdoor?
Both.
Half indoor, half outdoor.
Oh.
Or two pools.
I mean, I don't have the space for a pool in our house. I'll have to then buy a whole new house as well, which seems a little excessive.
Well, a well-known quarterback just dropped nearly $3 million on a vehicle, and you will hear why after Rush.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Cincinnati Bengals are not having a very good football season. 4-8 is their record at this moment. But Joe Burrow, he still has a pretty awesome set of individual records. He's still having a year. 3,377 passing yards, 30 touchdowns, and only 5 interceptions.
That's damn good.
Yeah.
Minus their record.
This just doesn't add up. So HBO's Hard Knocks, they were trying to add some levity to the situation by featuring Joe Burrow's recent purchase of a Batmobile. Check it out.
Did you get it yet, though?
I don't get it for like a year, but I bought it.
That's going to be crazy.
I think I got to go all in and go for like an expensive bat.
The suit and all? That's going to be funny as hell, though. I ain't going to lie. That's going to be hilarious.
All right, if he gets a bat suit and drives around in the Batmobile, he might become my favorite quarterback.
Would you want him to have the nipple, like the George Clooney nipples?
Well, I need to see him shirtless first before I make that decision.
What if I wore it to every game? I just wore the full bat suit, Batmobile to every game. I go crazy on Halloween.
I wear that.
Oh, whoever that teammate was, like, I'd wear it to the club. That would be hilarious. You know how they do that now? Like, I see the Seahawks do it. I'm sure every team does it because I'm sure it's like a popular thing for social media accounts to do. They show the players showing up to the stadium in whatever their outfit is.
Yeah.
Could you
the
imagine
fit.
If Joe Burrow every single time pulls up and he's in a different Batman costume from all the movies, even the TV show?
I would love that.
Like, you got to have a winning record, though. I don't think you can do that with a losing record. I think fans will crap all over him if he did.
He, by the way, purchased one of these Batmobiles. There's only 10 of them that are officially licensed.
Oh, so this is, like, more exclusive than, like, you know, the Cybertruck.
Yes, you're right, Steve.
Well, which is douchier to drive?
I mean, the Cybertruck for sure.
Dude, my wife and I get into this conversation. We had this exact argument yesterday. We always get an argument, but she's just like, I could never imagine anybody driving in that thing. And we saw like this old lady driving one, which I thought was like the coolest thing ever. I'm like, I don't know why, but seeing like grandma in a Cybertruck was like the visual I wasn't expecting, but I was so happy I saw. And I was like, I would rock one of those in a heartbeat. I'm not paying for it. But if someone like said, here is a Cybertruck, I would mainly drive it just to troll my wife.
Oh my God. Well, every time I look at one, I'm like, make it make sense. You know, I just can't. I can't make sense of it.
One of my neighbors just got one. And so I got to like look at it a little bit closer, but I didn't get too close because I didn't want to be that neighbor. But part of me, I wish I knew the guy because I want to be like, hey man, can I go for a ride in this thing? I want to see what is the appeal? Like, what is the inside like that makes it like worth the amount of money? Because you probably spent six figures to get this thing.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Will you please make that happen? Will you make friends with your neighbor and please just get the ride?
Okay, yeah. I'll work on it.
Start with the ride and then see if he'll let you drive it.
I saw somebody, they painted it like a pastel blue.
Ooh.
See, now you're starting to think about it.
No, they're so, the shape of them is so ugly. You can't paint it. You can't pimp it out. There are some cars that just look not sexy, and okay, that is one.
Which is worse? Yeah, we had this car because my wife, I wish I had money. If I had money, I'd make so many bad decisions if I had money. But I even got my daughter on board with this, so we're like trolling her about this car. It's the new VW bus, the electric one.
You need that.
You think that over the Cybertruck?
Absolutely. It's crazy.
No, why? No. No.
That thing is so freaking cool.
Get it.
And Sid is not about to say, I will never ride in that if you got it. And I showed it to Tatum. She's like, I think it's cool, Mom. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, a lot of people with families, you know, they drive vans and things like that. Just, you know, it's your time.
No one ever looks cool in a van either.
Oh.
You don't think I would look cool if I pulled up and picked you guys up in this thing?
I would be ecstatic.
Thank you.
Well, you're also kind of a hippie, so it does make sense.
Can we hotbox this thing, man?
Yeah.
Rockaholics, we know that you're a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second from the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we'll hook you up with tickets to see comedian Matt Rife at Climate Pledge Arena on August 24th. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK, and we will play the game Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received some awesome text messages and phone calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But the time has come, Rockaholics, where we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So call us up if you want to chime in on something from the show this morning, or if there's anything on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Now, we got into a little bit of a cookie talk earlier because it's National Cookie Day today.
National Cookie Day. So, I'm sure there's cookie deals wherever you go.
Oh, yeah. So Sean and Kent would like to weigh in and talk cookies. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on, Sean?
Hey, sorry, Migs, but the only thing worse than your taste in cookies is your taste in music. Snickerdoodle, suck it.
What?
Yeah. Sarah and Danny, chocolate chip or M&M's all the way.
What is wrong with you, Sean?
Love you, Sean.
And what are you talking about? My taste in music is fantastic. In fact, I want to play you the newest song that I'm really into these days. Are you ready, Sean?
Sorry to God.
Here we go.
No, honestly...
Good.
All right, here we go, Sean.
Snickerdoodle on my noodle. Went to my peek-a-boodle.
doodles.
That's a good one, right?
Danny should be able to punch you in the face as far as I'm concerned for yesterday and today.
What happened yesterday?
The awful song that you guys kept playing and playing that he was, he would take Creed over. I can't remember the name of the song. It was so awful. I tried to block it out.
Oh, no.
I honestly, I think I did block it out. What song was it? What the hell were we listening to yesterday?
Remembers.
I don't
remember either. My recall is horrible.
I think it was this.
Sticker doodle on my noodle went to my peekaboodle. I love sticker doodles.
How could we forget? It's the rapper that thinks he's going to be the most well-known rapper
cool
ever.
Come yeah. on, Sean.
You didn't think that song was sexy at all, Sean?
It's god awful.
Thank you. Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Danny forever now.
Yeah. Danny forever. You watch your whore mouth there.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics this morning. Snickerdoodle is the goat of all cookies.
It's the best cookie. It's so damn good.
I mean, I'll eat a chocolate chip cookie. But
I just saw this on YouTube. Haven't tried it yet. I think Sean might need to try it out as well because I think it sounds delicious. A peanut butter snickerdoodle cookie.
Oh, I'm down with that. And then the place
I put that on my noodle.
The place I go and stand with the cookie mill, they have a lemon doodle where they put lemon frosting on the snickerdoodle.
That sounds like a breed of dog.
A lemon doodle.
It does.
Which is funny because right now Tatum's already campaigning to have a new dog in our house.
Uh-oh. What?
A new golden doodle she wants when Bubby dies because Lulu. Who is, I mean, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I can't imagine it's going to be very long because she's not eating. You know, it's like one of those kind of things. It's just not the best time. And it's like, I think I'm more worried about how I'm going to be when Lulu dies than even Tatum. Like, Tatum seems fired up about this whole thing. Like, she's going to get a new dog. And I'm like, we're not getting a brand new dog the moment that Lulu dies. It's not like once we bring Lulu, you know, to the vet that they hand us a new dog and it's just like we just replace her with something new. Like, it's going to be a while.
I feel like Tatum and I have a lot in common.
What's that?
That I just am always looking for the next animal.
The next animal?
I'm always ready for the next animal.
Even if an animal just dies, like the next day you want to get a new animal?
Well, like in the case of goats, like if you have only two goats and one dies, they're companion creatures. So you have to get another goat.
Right.
You know, and DJ is used to being a companion dog.
And that was a big part of us even getting like DJ, just, you know, because it's nice to have like a younger dog for the older dog.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm not ready to splurge on another animal.
My older dog would tell you that he does not like the current situation very much and wishes that we never brought that puppy home a year ago. He is not living his best life right now. He's just getting his butt kicked.
I like this text. Sean has horrible taste in everything.
Wow.
That's right.
I kind of want to know what Sean's favorite music, like if you aren't down with our music that we were playing yesterday or today, what do you like?
Yeah, he doesn't like LL Cool J. What is wrong with him? I think he likes this song, actually. They don't have songs about chocolate chips like this now, do they?
They probably do. You just didn't search for them.
That's true.
Can somebody take the AI away from Steve?
This isn't AI.
Okay, Steve. This isn't AI.
This is Parry Grip. You don't know Parry Grip and his hit song Snickerdoodle?
Is this going to be at the top of your Spotify now?
I don't know. I just found it on YouTube. I didn't do any AI for that one there, Danny.
Wait, I found this one for chocolate chips.
I was about to back you up, Danny, so hard, and then you just trolled me, too.
There is a collector who found a song, and that song dates back to 1891. Sarah was only born a few short years later.
This is a savage morning.
You
die. 1891, and this might be the earliest country music recording ever made. You're going to hear what it sounds like at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a collector who found a song that is believed to date back to 1891. So they're saying that this could be the earliest country music recording ever made.
They used their iPhone to record it, I heard.
Yes. I mean, what else?
Yeah, iPhone 1.
It is called Thompson's Old Gray Mule by Louis Vasnier. And it's not the best quality, obviously, because it's 133 years old, but this is what it sounds like.
First of all, this is crazy to me that there is even a recording that long ago. Like, it just blows my mind.
It's freaking cool.
Yes.
Man, I kind of like it better than Jelly Roll, to be honest with you. No. We need a remix.
I just heard us on The Wolf this morning, and they kept playing it over and over.
It's the number one song. It just beat out Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
I get it.
You want to hear more from that song?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
The best cookie since 1891.
Even they agree. Snickerdoodles. Suck it, Sean. A listener that hates snickerdoodles.
I can't even. It is officially December, you guys.
Yeah.
And we have less than 4 weeks until the end of the year. How ready are you? I'm not.
I am. My wallet's not ready.
I'll not at all.
Between a child's birthday, an anniversary, and Christmas.
Well, as the year wraps up, they have a late nominee for possibly the dumbest criminal of the entire year. This man tried stealing from a store while 50 cops were in said store. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Mix download after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Big news for those that love themselves some donuts. Especially voodoo donuts because, well, it's coming here to Seattle.
Yeah!
Let's go. December 10th, that's when it opens in Capitol Hill on 1201 Pine Street. They're going to donate 20% of their opening day sales, which I imagine is going to be a lot. I feel like there's going to be a line out the door on December. What day is December 10th?
That is Tuesday next week, I believe. Yes.
Donut Tuesday. They're going to give it to Fair Start, which is a nonprofit that supports job training and meal programs here in Seattle. And also the first 50 customers will receive an exclusive gift.
See, now this is what I'm wondering is how long will the line be to be the first 50? Is this going to be like wrapped around the building for like, are people going to camp out overnight? What do you think, Steve?
I don't think so. Do you? Do you think someone's going to stay? I mean, it's winter. And look, I love an exclusive gift no more than most. Yeah, I'm a big fan of exclusive gifts.
So you think, what, 20 minutes beforehand people might be lining up? I think it's going to be more.
I think a few hours before. I don't know what time they plan on opening. What, like, let's just say 10 o'clock. I wouldn't be surprised at like 5, 6 in the morning you got a line going.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited to see what happens.
Do you
really
think someone's going to sleep?
Maybe
overnight?
Not sleep overnight, but I could see somebody being like, you know, there's some diehard voodoo donut fans. I could see some people camping out. A 32-year-old guy from Virginia, he was arrested because he tried to steal $1,400 worth of stuff from a Walmart while during Shop with a Cop Day. This was an event inside the store where 50 cops
and they're not like undercover cops. They're fully dressed as cops.
And all of their cop cars, 40 of them, were parked outside.
And they're not unmarked cars.
No.
They're full-on cop cars.
This is a police officer talking about it.
Between the sheriff's department and police officers, about 50 uniformed personnel at the store. A member of the staff at Walmart came up to us and informed us that they had a shoplifting in progress inside the store. As we approached from different directions, he tried to escape out the back of the store. I think he was stunned. 15 officers at that point. You know, we had 30 to 40 marked patrol cars in the parking lot. And when we found his vehicle, it was actually facing where all of our cars were parked. So he would have had to have seen them. It just didn't matter to him. He was going to take the chance.
Drugs are bad, kids.
I was going to say, stupid, ballsy, or both. I mean, do you see all those cops? You're like, I don't give an F. I'm still going to be able to pull this off.
That's just crazy.
Then you can talk about this guy in Colorado. A police officer had to chase around a suspect who committed felony theft. And then they were chasing him on foot. But then the thief noticed that there was a kid's motorized scooter, took it, and took off on it. So now the cop's like, oh, crap, I can't keep up with this guy. So what does the cop do?
stopped another kid. This sounds like it's out of a sitcom. And then said, let me borrow your bike and took off on it as well. There's video of the cop from the neighbor's security camera riding down the street on a kid's bike, chasing another man who's on a kid's scooter. This is visually the dumbest thing ever. Thankfully, eventually, they had some other cops waiting for this guy. They were able to stop him. They were able to arrest him. But the funny part is it doesn't matter what's going on. People will complain. Oh, there are people that are upset with the cop because they felt that it was cruel for the cop to take the bike from the kid. All I know is if I was a kid and a cop came up to me, I'd be so fired up. I'd be like, can I ride on the back?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that would be so exciting.
I could only imagine watching that low-speed chase through the neighborhood, though.
Kind of funny. And one of the neighbors said, look, the family, I guess they know the family. They're like, they have no problem with the cop. The cop brought back the bicycle. Everything is fine. Here's a question for you guys. You're driving. You're at a stoplight. It's like out of a movie, Mel Gibson type of a thing. Cop comes up to you, bangs on your window, goes, give me your car.
Show me your identification, officer. Yeah. Okay, it's full. Let's see your badge.
Full cop gear.
I mean, I guess you have to, right? Yeah. I don't know.
I would believe anyone. I wouldn't say show. I'd be like, oh, absolutely. Here you go. Here are my keys. Here's my wallet, my phone. Take it all.
Danny, would you do it?
Yep.
I think I'd do it, but I'd want to ride shotgun.
Yes.
I'm coming with you. I want to see how fast you can get this car.
I love that.
Yeah. Hey, the Kraken won yesterday. They beat Carolina, finally winning a game, snapping that 3-game losing streak. They beat them 4-2. Up next for them is tomorrow. They're in New York taking on the New York Islanders. Our weather is going to be 46 degrees for a high. It's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Jolene is in for Ryan Castle this week, and she is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.